Good. You're here on time. Please shut the door. And lock it. We're about to have a very serious discussion, and I do not want to be interrupted. I have just finished looking over your research proposal, and I have to tell you, I have never read something so shocking in my entire life. The real love potion, the chemical formula to bimbify the fairer sex? I have never seen something so shocking, blatantly sexist, in my entire career. You think this is some hilarious joke to propose making some fairy tale date rape drug? No, it does not matter that your compound would make them like it. You are a disgusting pig. Look, when I invited you to work in my lab, it was because you were a promising student, but I have to say I am flabbergasted that you would ever think it was appropriate to suggest something like this. Though I don't know why I'm so surprised. Look at who I'm dealing with. You've been inappropriate with me since your first day in the lab, always asking me out for drinks after classes to discuss theories. Like, that's really what you had in mind, and you kept asking no matter how many times I rejected you. Like, you can't get the hint that I absolutely do not date students, and if I did, it would not be someone like you? Oh, there's more. I've seen the way you leer at me in the lab, and it makes my skin crawl. You don't even try to hide it when you're staring at my body, whenever I bend over, trying to look down my cleavage or up my skirt. You're the reason I've started having to dress more conservatively. Doing my best to dissuade you, but I haven't seen any evidence that it has. This proposal is just the last straw. This is not even a legitimate research proposal. It's some disgusting fan fiction I'm sure you wrote up just like the last so-called proposal, the direct chemical stimulation for creating elevated arousal in maturing women. I thought the talk we had after that fiasco was enough to get you to walk the straight and narrow, but I guess not. I know you're only submitting these research projects to me in some misbegotten attempt to titillate me and seduce me, I guess. Before I kick you out of this program, let me make one thing absolutely clear. I would never date a guy like you, even if it wasn't against university rules. The thought of your hands on my body makes my stomach turn, and I absolutely refuse to even think of anything more because I think I might vomit. Oh, you think you can stop me from giving you the boot right out of my lab as well as your classes? Not only is your proposal just some sick, depraved fiction piece you wrote to get off to, it's also terrible science. When I show your proposal to the committee, we'll have plenty of grounds to dismiss you based on your work's lack of scientific merit. I mean, just look. Look at what you put in here. The effects of this compound will sculpt the patient into a more pleasing feminine figure, but most importantly, it amplifies the bottom-up processing of sexual desire to the point where higher-level, top-down cognitions cannot suppress the new feelings of want and sexuality. It's just sick what you get off to in your little head, and this new chemical you theorize about is based on pseudoscientific sources no one would ever think of putting into an academic paper. With some of the components you want to put in this solution, it would definitely be illegal if you could even produce such a compound, which thankfully only exists in your twisted little mind. No, you don't need to say anything. Your sexually aggressive behavior is made for a hostile work environment, which, while that can only get you out of my lab. But when I demonstrate your lack of scientific acumen with this joke of a paper, you'll be out of this school entirely. What do you mean your ideas do have scientific merit? You aren't telling me you think you actually have synthesized this little love potion of yours. Oh my god, you've got to be kidding me. So not only are you a pervert incapable of true scientific discovery, you're also a fucking moron. Fine, show me this miracle compound you've developed. Well, I have to say, at least you spent a little money on that silly little prop you brought in here to try and convince me. Ooh, a vial of glowing, cloudy blue liquid. How cliche. What did you use? Some vitamin B and tonic water with some ice cream? Have a blacklight up your sleeve? Yeah, I'm mocking you because your whole idea is impossible and you thought some simple stage trick would convince me it's real. Here, give me that. This is how little I respect you as an academic, as a student, and more importantly, how little I respect you as a man. Yeah, I just drank your fancy little date rape drug because there's no way in hell a guy like you could make a discovery like this. So now that this is over with, and you understand your place, please leave my office, and I'm thankful I won't have to see you again except at your expulsion hearing. Now please, leave. Oh, what was in that? What did you give me? My skin feels so flushed. I feel like I'm burning up. What was in that vial? Ecstasy? Psilocybin? You thought you were in trouble before. I'll have you in jail for drugging me. How dare you slip me something? What do you mean I took it of my own free will? No, that's not true. I didn't know what it was. You slipped me something. Yes, I did choose to drink it, but I didn't think... Oh, just tell me what you gave me, please. Just the chemical compound from your proposal, but that's not possible. So hot. I'm hot all over. And tight. I feel like I can't breathe. Just call 911. I won't tell them you did it, but I feel like I'm gonna faint. I can't get enough oxygen. Just tell them what you gave me. But what do you mean it will go away soon? The chemical is just promoting a change in my body. Have you already done this to other women? But I thought I was special, baby. I thought you wanted me. Didn't you do it all for me, baby? What am I saying? Why do I care? I'm too tight to think. That's better. I just needed my breasts exposed so I can breathe. That's it. Just to breathe easier. Not for you to gaze at my hot, bouncy tits that I would love for you to play with. What? No? No. I just needed to breathe easier. No wonder I couldn't breathe. My breasts have grown a cup size. My bra just couldn't contain these big, delicious tits for another second. It feels so good to take big, deep breaths. Oh, goody. Look, it's not just my tits that have gotten bigger. Look at my big round ass. It's so much bigger. And firmer than it was before. It's so big, it's making my skirt right up. But I don't need that skirt on anymore, do I? Or my panties. What am I doing? I'm getting naked for you, baby. It feels so good to be completely naked. It's just so freeing. Why do you look so shocked? Isn't this what you wanted, baby? Me? Just me, naked and eager for you? Can you see how wet my pussy is for you? Then get closer, baby. Just put your fingers right here. I've been wanting you all day. Yes. Yes, feel my juices running down your fingers. I'm all fucking yours, baby. Do whatever you want to me. What do I want? I want to be used by you. I want to be your willing bimbo whore. I want you to treat me like a fuck toy and abuse every inch of me to your heart's desire. But right now that we're alone with the door closed, I just can't contain myself, baby. I need your cock. Don't you like my new perfect curves? And even my lips have gotten fuller and poutier. These are perfect cock-sucking lips, baby. Don't you want to feed your bimbo your cock? Let me work my mouth to get you off. Or you could just fuck my face like it's a hole in the wall. Here, you sit in my big comfy chair. And I'll get on my knees in front of you like a good little whore. Do I remember being your professor? Of course, silly. Oh, you mean earlier. Forget everything I was saying earlier. Why would I want to get rid of such an amazing student with an even more amazing dick?
I have to keep you close, baby. My slutty little body needs this cock round. It just won't be satisfying. Let's focus on you right now, baby. Don't worry about what this worthless slut wants. Right now, the only thing I'm good for is pleasing cock. And right now, that means yours. Can your little cock whore please pull your dick out, baby? My bimbo mouth only exists to service thick, hot dicks and swallow their loads. I don't even care how. You can do whatever your sick mind wants with me. I'm just an eager set of fuckholes for you to fill. An eager set of fuckholes begging for your hot cock and your hotter load. Oh, baby, your dick looks absolutely delicious. I'm drooling a little. Yes, baby. Let your new bimbo show you what her filthy mouth is for. How do these big soft lips feel straining around your shaft, baby? God, your big ass dick tastes so fucking good. Can I get it every day, please? Please say you'll bury your cock in my mouth every day. Good little whores love having their faces fucked whenever a hot cock like this is hard around them, though. I never suck my husband's little dick. But this big, thick slab of cock. I can't stop sucking and licking. And swallowing. Oh, baby, it doesn't look like I have a gag reflex anymore. I just force that head down my throat. Yes, baby. You can fuck my throat. Please, please. Fuck my slutty little throat. I'm your bimbo, baby. You can treat my filthy mouth like a pussy and just fuck it. Fuck my face like I'm a cheap whore. Don't take it easy. Use me like a flashlight. Oh, you're just pounding my face, baby. Just my throat feel nice and tight. Hugging the head of your cock while you force yourself in until your balls rub my chin. I absolutely love being your bimbo whore, baby. Are you just gonna fuck my face until you come? What about my hot little pussy? Yes, baby, all my little whore holes are yours. And my pussy is by far my best fuck hole. It's so wet and greedy. You won't have any trouble forcing yourself all the way in. Been bend over the desk with my ass in the air. How did you know that was my favorite, baby? It lets whatever cock is fucking me get so nice and deep. I don't even know if he's thinking about me or not. I can just be a hot, moist hole that he's using to get off while he thinks about someone else. That doesn't bother me. As long as he keeps railing me, he can think of whoever he wants. I don't care about him. Just his cock. gets me off so hard to be used and fucked like a toy. And then thrown away. Oh, baby. Oh, yeah. Do that again. Spank that slutty ass. Oh, see how firm it is? It just bounces and snaps right back into position. Oh, it's gonna look so good bouncing on your cock, baby. Oh, that's gonna leave a handprint. No. I like it. Do it again. Oh, baby. That one made my pussy clench. Fuck me. I'm so slippery wet. Stop playing with me and fuck your little whore. I'm so fucking tight, baby. But don't worry about me. This is all for you. You can just shove your cock inside my little bimbo cunny and use me like your own personal fuck toy. Oh, yeah. So, your head is just so fucking big. Oh, God. Oh, I can feel my pussy. Oh, fighting to keep you out. Oh, I can feel you. Oh, thrusting in. Oh, you can't quite get in. Oh, my cunt's never been this tight before or this wet. It's being so stubborn, baby. Oh, my whore cunt shouldn't be allowed to decide what goes in it. Should always be open for whatever fingers or tongue, or especially cock wants to get inside it. Yeah. Punish that pussy, baby. Force it open. If it won't open for you. Oh, show my cunt who's really in charge here. And just... Oh, fuck. Oh, you're splitting me open, baby. Oh, I love it. Oh, you can feel me just clenching on your shaft, trying to squeeze you out. Oh, you're not gonna let that stop you, are you, baby? No. Yeah. Rape my pussy. Do it. Yeah. Rape my little cunny until it likes it. Yeah. Oh, rape it until it's open like a good whore pussy should be. Yeah. Oh, fuck. Yes. Force your cock into my teasing little cunt. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It wouldn't be that way for you if it didn't want to be used, would it? No. Fuck. Fuck. Yes. Yes. Oh, you're spreading it open. Yeah. Forcing it open every thrust. Oh, yes, baby. I'll be your little rape slut. Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck. Yes. Beat up my little whore cunt. Fuck it up, baby. Fuck up my pussy. Oh, yes. I'm just here to please your beautiful cock. Just your fuck toy. Yeah. Just a whore for you to use and throw away. You can have me whenever you want. No foreplay. No kissing. Just my panties around my knees. And you're my skirt bunched up in your cock. Pistoning in and out of my tight little gun. Yeah. Oh, it's okay. My gun will always get wet after you start raping a baby. That's right. Yeah, just force yourself into my tight little cunt and do what you want with it. Rape me. Yeah. Rape my tight little pussy. Oh, until it behaves for you. Yeah. Yes. Yes. That's it. Oh, yes. Yeah, show this horror of the body. Oh, didn't I tell you? Oh, no, my stubborn little work honey's all loosened up by your magnificent cock. Oh, does it feel better, baby? Yeah. Oh, did you like it when it was biting you? Did you like, making me take your cock even when I'm not ready? Yeah. Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck yes, baby. Oh, you abuse that ass. Yeah, you're so deep inside of me. Oh, God. Your head is hitting my cervix. Oh, God. It feels so fucking good. Yeah, use me. Yeah, don't hold back. Do it. Yeah. Oh, God. Oh, God. Pussy tight and try to keep it all in. Oh, my little drops of your cum will still start dripping out of me. Yeah, and down my legs on my way home. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh, and Dick likes it when I talk like that. Oh, yeah, my tight little snap can feel it every time. Oh, yes. I feel you pulsing in me. You're getting harder and thicker. I know you're close. You're gonna fuck your low deep inside of me. Your little fucktoy bimbo needs it. Give it to her, baby. I'm gonna come too again. I'm gonna come. I know. Oh, yeah. I know. Oh, my God, you poor pussy. Yeah. Fuck. Oh, yes. Oh, baby. Oh, keep fucking that cum in me. Yes. I love it. Oh, your fuck whore loves your cum, baby. I can feel it inside me. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's it. Keep going. Oh, use your horn till you're done. Keep fucking your toy. No. Oh, God. Oh, baby. Why did you pull out? Oh, your cum slid out and now it's on the floor. Oh, fuck. Oh. No. Now I have to get down on all fours and lap it up. Baby, your cum tastes so fucking good, even off this office floor. Mm-hmm. Can your little whore clean off your cock too, baby? Thank you. I want to suck those last drops right from the source. Baby, I think that can only keep me satisfied for a little while. My husband's out of town for the weekend at a conference. Wanna see how many loads you can shoot in me and on me in one weekend? I wanna be at your cock's beck and call all weekend. I won't even shower in between if you don't want me to. You can just have one man bukkake on me, coming wherever you want, and then fucking and using me again. while your cum is still fresh all over me. I want to go to sleep covered head to toe in your sticky hot loads, baby. Does that sound good? excellent. Why don't we go to my house and start now?